Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 23rd, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
You please, your mind bowing your heads. Lord, we come before you asking that you give us your divine wisdom, wisdom to do the job that you want us to do. Make sure that we do it for the majority of the citizens in Jefferson County. Not only give us divine wisdom, each and every elected official in this county. We ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we will begin a little bit out of order today. We'll begin under Tax Assessor Collector. Item A is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Diana Garcia for 23 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Tax Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Terry, if you'd like to bring Ms. Garcia up for, I will read this resolution. And it says, whereas Diana Garcia has devoted 23 years of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, whereas that service was provided through the offices of the Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, whereas Diana served admirably in the position as Deputy Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, and whereas she's dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting motor vehicle sales taxes and license fees through the licensing and titling of motor vehicles and many other activities necessary for the daily functioning of the county tax office. Whereas Diana is loved and will be sorely missed by her co-workers, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Diana for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
Diana, on behalf of the tax office, we just want to thank you for your many, many years of dedicated service. Always helping do all the decorations and planning and making our office a fun and exciting place to come to work every day. And we're going to miss you. So we wish you the best in your retirement. You want to say anything? Okay, hi. I just wanted to say thank you. I made a lot of friends up here. I love my job, and I had two sisters that worked up here for the county also, and it was Carla Stewart and Belinda Scoggins that worked here too. So just thank you. I had a wonderful time up here.
Well, if you loved it so much, why are you leaving it?
I want to have fun at home too.
I guess you'll be back for Halloween, huh?
I don't know about that, but I did do the Halloween decorations.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck, and we thank you for your years of service.
And especially from commissioners, because in that division you collected for those fines and fees, we understand that very much, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'm going to give you. And we'll.
I also wanted to say I had some wonderful supervisors and bosses also.
All right. next is, there's Miss Goodness. I wanted to mention that the Texas Historical Commission and Teresa Goodness with our county clerk's office works very closely with the Historical Commission and chairs that group, and received a certificate from the Texas Historical Commission that our Jefferson County Historical Commission has received the Distinguished Service Award for outstanding preservation work accomplished during the 2013 year of service. This award is given to county historical commissions that successfully manage preservation programs that generate interest in the history and character of Texas. And so I wanted to take this opportunity to present this certificate to Miss Goodness in court. And I believe, do you have any other members of your commission here?
I believe Linda's out today and it's vacation. I think they're all enjoying the history of Texas.
Thank you very much. All right. Moving to our regular agenda, under purchasing, item A to approve specifications for a lease of 217.892 acres of land at section 263, abstract 358 for Jefferson County. Item B is to approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 5 for contract with Jefferson County Regional Marine Security Center with ALCO for a credit of $1,400 for a lights fixture near a fuel tank that decreases the contract totaled $2,497,003.75. That's a project that's paid for by Hurricane Ike Round 1 disaster funding. No, that's a port security grant program. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract agreement for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Habu, publisher of Yellow Book, at a cost of $75 per month for 12 months with a one-time service fee of $4. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider an approved budget transfer for Justice of the Peace Precinct 7 for additional costs for shelving in the amount of $250. Item B is consider an approved budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance for additional costs for contractual services in the amount of $5,000. Item C is consider an approved budget transfer for the Marine Division for additional costs for automobiles and trucks in the amount of $7,000. Item D has been requested tabled. Item E is consider and approve utilizing available capital projects funds from video security allocation to purchase personal computer for the Marquee at Ford Park at an estimated cost of $985. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 395025 through 395273. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Judge, item C has been approved. Does it have to go to the navigation
district? Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor of those items under county auditor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a compromise settlement agreement for property damage claims between Jefferson County and PlainSmart in the amount of $100,000. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution for Jefferson County to transfer the Sabine Neches Navigation District the assets constructed with the Texas Community Development Block Grant Funds for the Hurricane Ike Disaster Recovery Program. Item C has been taken care of. Item D is consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Barry Wayne Club for 31 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Precinct 2 Road and Bridge Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing them well in retirement. And item E is to receive and file a revised annual road report of Jefferson County Precinct Number 2 and Precinct Number 4 pursuant to Section 251.005 of the Texas Transportation Code and file a copy of same with the grand jury, which we are required to do by statute. By addendum, item F is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an economic development incentive agreement pursuant to section 381.004 of the Texas Local Government Code between Jefferson County, Texas and Pate Development LLC for construction of a hotel at Ford Park. Item G is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Oil Tanking Beaumont Partners LLP pursuant to section 312.201D of the Texas Tax Code. Okay. Do I have a motion on items A, B, D, and E? Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to the addendum, item F is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an economic development incentive agreement pursuant to chapter 381 of the local government code between Jefferson County and Pate Development. Do I have a motion on that item? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? It's the exact, it only embodies the agreement that we previously made with them. It's provision that they're going to pay us $25,000 in rent for the ground lease for net income of the hotel up to $500,000, $50,000 per year for net income above that amount, and provides that we are going to rebate the hotel motel taxes as we previously passed in court, and the enter into an abatement agreement on the property taxes for a period of 10 years. That's what's in the agreement. I mean, it's the same thing we previously approved in court several months ago.
It's the same agreement.
Identical.
Judge, I have a question also. As far as, I've asked the question, I've gotten two different answers. Is this attached to the water park? I know we have different agreements, but the first question I asked when this item first came up about the proposal for the water park, are they attached at the hip? I was told no. The second time it was, so I found it kind of, I mean, this agreement is separate from the water park agreement.
Yeah, and the only reason we're doing the water park separately, we probably would have put them both in the same agreement, but they're trying to finish up their incorporation process, so we've got to have the name of the legal entity to finish their agreement and bring it to court for approval.
Right, so if we now, you know, I've said publicly all the time that I totally support the water park, so I want to make sure that we make this agreement and then the water park go away. I'm gonna be very upset.
No, they're gonna be. They are attached to the hip.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Next is item G, to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Oil Tanking Beaumont Partners LLP pursuant to section 312.201D of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to tax assessor collector, we've done item A. Item B is consider and possibly approve the waiver of penalty and interest in the amount of $58.39 in accordance with section 33.011A2 of the property tax code for account number 012100-30/003200-50 for lot 3, block 7, the Chason Addition, City of Beaumont, Texas, more commonly referred to as 1343 Louisiana Street. Item C is considering possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects. The auction will be held on the first Tuesday of August 2014. Do I have a motion on those two items? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Does any commissioner or elected official have any item they'd like to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, Judge. I'd like to continue to pass from Ms. Mouton, Pauline Mouton. She's a very active political person for Jefferson County. So I ask that the court and everyone continue their prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I would ask that members of the Commissioner's Court, we have received, the purchasing department has received back responses to our request for proposals on the Al Price Juvenile Justice Facility. There were two proposals that came in. It's necessary for us to have an evaluation committee, so I'd ask that each commissioner by tomorrow at 5 p.m. please tell me who you'd like to be on that committee. Select one person to be on that committee. I'd also note that the county was approached last week by various some charitable organizations that had been contacted by FEMA. Because of the Open Meetings Act, I hadn't made you aware of this yet, but they are interested in potentially housing the children that are coming across our southern border at that facility in an agreement with Homeland Security. And so I want you to be thinking about that issue. I think that's it. Anyone else? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.